There's just something about having a dog that makes our minds and bodies feel better. They comfort us, ease our anxiety, and listen without judging. There's plenty of research that supports the idea that the presence of a dog lowers our heart rate, decreases blood pressure, and boosts endorphins, the chemicals in the brain that make us feel good. And for students today who are under an enormous amount of pressure, there's a new trend taking hold. Therapy dogs that are being brought into schools and classrooms around the country. Fasten your seatbelts. Turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip.
This boy here wants to move too fast. He sees my future as having a past. Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. That boy there with his playing the fool. He thinks it's funny and he thinks it's cool. Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. Cheap date, bad taste, another night gone to waste. Talking about nothing in so many words. It's not like I'm not trying, 'cause I'll give anyone a shot once. And I close my eyes and I kiss that fog. Each time finding the more folks I meet, the more I love my dog.
I'm Shereen Seward. Today on Route 51, we welcome Wausau Deputy Police Chief Matt Barnes, Lakeside Recovery Manager Daniel Shine, School Resource Officer Nick Stetzer, and a very special guest, Badge, the therapy dog that's working with students at Wausau East High School. Matt, Daniel, Nick, and Badge, welcome to Route 51.
Good morning.
Well, you can join the conversation, too. Our listeners can call 800-780-9742. What questions do you have for our guests? 800-780-9742 is the number to call. So, Matt, I'd really like to start with you. How did this whole thing start?
Well, I think it started as an experiment where the lieutenant who's responsible for the school resource officers was approached by Nick Stetzer, the school resource officer at Wausau East. And unbeknownst to me, Nick had been training his personal dog, which my understanding was supposed to be a great hunting dog, but that dog wouldn't hunt.
Okay,
and trained it as a therapy dog. And the supervisor came into my office at that time and said, "Hey, we have this idea. How about Nick bringing his dog to school at Wausau East?" And I laughed and told him to get out of my office, and that wasn't going to happen. It was not bring your pet to work, police department.
Okay.
And they went back to the drawing board and came back multiple times with many of the challenges that they had to deal with as far as the school and insurance and how would that work. And ultimately, we decided, well, let's give it a shot and see what kind of impact that has on the school. And, you know, I'm pleased to say I haven't been more wrong in not believing in a program because it's been a great experience for that school, and we've expanded that program as a result at the police department.
So how many dogs do we have now in the schools? There are two?
Two in the Wausau School District.
In the Wausau School District. So, Nick, I've got to ask, what kind of training did you have to do with Badge before he was officially a therapy dog?
So when I got him when he was 6 weeks old. And just a puppy, I wanted to have him be a hunting dog to find sheds out in the woods. Quickly realized that wasn't working out too well. Never brought any back.
Right.
Sunny just became a family dog and eventually saw a need for some services and some help in the schools. A lot of students were struggling during exam time. Saw a lot of mental health issues in the school. So just started doing some research and finding ways that I could help out, do my part to give back, and saw the therapy dogs, and how much they can affect people. So then started doing the training, and we started at Basic Dog in Schofield, did a 6-week training through them, and then went through 6 weeks at PetSmart. So we did a total of 12 weeks. It's once a week for a couple hours, but that's just kind of a small portion of it. You're doing a lot of training outside of those classes, working at home, sit, stay, and leave it, and all those kind of commands. So it's not just a class commitment. It's outside of those classes that really where the grunt of the work comes from.
Okay. So what does a typical day look like when you bring Badge to school? What does that look like for you?
A lot of times we'll wake up and I get ready for work, and then Badge, I say, let's go to work. And he goes right to his leash, waits by the door for me. We go to work, get the squad car, and then go to school. And as soon as we enter in those doors at Wausau East, he goes running right to our front office staff. We'll get a lot of treats already right away in the morning, go to each office staff member and say good morning. And then the day kind of goes from there. If a student is struggling, they can always come down to my office and just pet Badge. A lot of times he'll go out in the hallways during passing time and kids will just walk past and pet him and say hi to Badge. I kind of wanted to get a glimpse of how often he was being pet during the school day, because, I mean, it's probably in the hundreds each day. And for me to count and put down in a notebook how many students pet him would be impossible. So I put a GoPro on his harness.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. So we went in a 5-minute passing time. I had a 3-minute video. And in those 3 minutes, I had 36 pets from students. And that's just in one passing time. We have about 7 or 8 a day. So he gets pet on a regular basis.
He gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Is he more popular than you are?
Oh, by far. He's got Snapchat, Instagram.
I saw that. He's got his own social media accounts.
Yeah. He's a cool dog.
He is a cool dog. You know, I think that kids are sometimes reluctant to speak with adults or really any humans about their problems. They don't want to talk about what's wrong, but a dog seems easy. I mean, why do you think it is that kids don't have a problem opening up to the dog? I mean, what is it?
I don't know. I mean, there's something, I guess I'll never probably be able to explain that answer, but I mean, there's just something in an animal that they don't judge. They give love to everybody, no matter who you are. And I think people can feel that. It's something that, I don't know. I can't explain it, but people are way more comfortable going up to a dog and petting a dog, and that makes my job a lot easier too, because I can start the conversation and build rapport with students a lot easier with the dog, because they're focusing on the dog and petting the dog.
Do you think it helps build trust with the student mm-hmm. in a way?
Yeah, I mean, instead of seeing, especially in law enforcement, we could be seen as the bad guys or the people that arrested their mom or dad or them getting in trouble from a law enforcement officer. Having the dog there, I mean, it's so much easier to talk to somebody, and they can trust you compared to seeing the fear or being scared of a police officer.
That's interesting. Yeah. So, Daniel, let's talk a little bit about Lakeside Recovery. Let's at least to start, let's tell people what is it, where is it, and the purpose of Lakeside Recovery for those of people who don't know.
Sure. So, Lakeside Recovery is North Central Healthcare in Central Wisconsin's 21-day substance abuse treatment program. So this program is for adults 18 and older that are dealing with substance use concerns and at a high level that require a residential treatment program.
Okay. So you are now using your own therapy dog at Lakeside Recovery.
Yeah.
His name is Alvin, yes?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. How did you get this idea? Where did you come up with it?
So North Central Healthcare has been exploring the use of therapy dogs for quite a while now, and I think what really spurred the momentum to get a therapy dog was after witnessing some of the success that the Wausau Police Department was having with theirs. So after hearing about sort of the process that they had for working with Theo, which is a Jeffrey Shrimp or Officer Shrimp's therapy dog, is that Wausau West, yeah. After seeing that success, we started meeting with Wausau Police Department, started talking to them about the process and the company that they went to in Alabama, and wrote a proposal for a grant through the North Central Healthcare Foundation and received that grant. So at that time, I was actually assigned as the lead handler and was pretty excited to be able to go down to Alabama for 2 weeks to meet Alvin and be able to train him at the iK9 base in Anniston.
So, tell us a little bit about that. What was that like? So you traveled down for a few weeks and went through this program.
Yeah, the timing was good. I mean, it was in February. So.
Oh, so nice.
So the weather was nice.
Good.
That was good. But on top of that, being able to travel down there, I didn't really know what I was getting into in the beginning, you know. So I have another dog at home, and I've been doing trainings with him. But being able to go to a very, you know, a professional place where therapy dog is really the business that they have, and training police dogs, I was able to kind of get a glimpse at, what level of training some of these dogs go through before they come to an owner. So Alvin is a 2-year-old golden doodle who received 2 years of training prior to me even meeting him. So I'm hearing some of the work that other people have done, but a lot of that work was already done before I even saw him. So the reality was that the two weeks that I was there was really a training for me.
Sure.
So
I was gonna. That was my next question. Was it more of a training for you than it was for the dog? So,
yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what exactly is Alvin's job then at Lakeside?
So Alvin has a little bit more responsibility than just Lakeside. So Alvin is actually the behavioral health services dog for North Central Healthcare. So he helps out working in the crisis center, which is the 24/7 crisis response center, the inpatient psychiatric hospital, the crisis CBRF, the youth crisis unit, and then also Lakeside Recovery.
Okay. Matt, are there specific breeds of dogs that you like gravitate toward for these roles, or?
Well, I think that you heard that one of the Wausau Police Department is a doodle, and our dog's twin brother is now
Alvin
at North Central. I think that doodles are very popular because of a belief that they're hypoallergenic and people are less likely to be allergic to them. So I think that's a very popular dog from the therapeutic standpoint. But if those aren't concerns, I think we've seen some labs be therapy dogs, some golden retrievers as therapy dogs, and Badge, who's a flat-coated retriever, which I said, what is that? And they said, well, just imagine a black golden retriever.
Right. Okay. Are allergies a concern? I mean, is that something that you guys had to talk about before you decided to
bring? Well, they are when you're trying to figure out what's the liability of your department and will your insurance company cover you.
Right. What about at school? I mean, are there concerns about allergies with some students? Or, I mean, how do you respond to that? Mm.
So we have several students that are allergic to dogs. What I did is I work with our nursing staff at the school. So they give me a list of people who are severely allergic to the dog prior to them coming to school or starting the school year. So I study those students, look at their pictures, so that way if I see him in the hallway, I know to call Badge over. And usually he's off leash. Knowing that they're allergic as well, they stay away. If they see Badge, they go a different direction. But usually, if somebody's allergic, I still have them come up to pet Badge as long as they wash their hands afterwards. So, I mean, at first, when we first started, it was a concern. And we were aware of it. But, I mean, to this point, as long as I ask, especially when I go to elementary schools, if any student's allergic to Badge, then I just keep them on a leash and keep them away from that student. So it really hasn't been much of an issue at all.
Okay. Wausau Deputy Police Chief Matt Barnes, Lakeside Recovery Manager Daniel Shine, School Resource Officer Nick Stutzer, and Nick's therapy dog Badge, who hasn't said a whole lot so far, are our guests today. When we return, we'll talk about the research that shows why therapy dogs work, not just in schools, but also in addiction treatment settings. You can join the conversation, too. Just give us a call, 800-780-9742. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward, Wausau Deputy Police Chief Matt Barnes, Lakeside Recovery Manager Daniel Shine, School Resource Officer Nick Stetzer, and Nick's Therapy Dog Badge are our guests today. You can join the conversation. Call us at 800-780-9742. So during the last decade, it's become pretty widely accepted that pet ownership and animal assistance in therapy and education can have a lot of effects on humans, some very positive effects. Research demonstrating that therapy dogs can help students gain various skills like reading enhancement while also contributing critically to their emotional and relationship development. School counselors say that the presence of a therapy dog can decrease anxiety and enable students to work through issues like anger management, bullying tendencies, and other psychological and social problems that are plaguing our schools today. Daniel, I have to say the issues that therapy dogs are meant to address in schools sound a lot like the issues that people going through addiction treatment are also dealing with. I mean, do you find that to be true?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the use of therapy dogs in that sort of setting has a lot of, you know, positive benefits in a lot of different ways. And so I think the biggest one is kind of what you were talking about earlier with this idea of the therapeutic use of a medium. So a lot of communication that we have with individuals is much more than just what we hear and what we say. You know, a lot of it is nonverbal. So to be able to introduce sort of a therapeutic medium in between you and that client to be able to kind of break through some of those barriers of communication is just a really strong tool that you can have in your tool belt as a counselor.
What do you see happening when you bring Alvin into a room? I mean, when there's a resident who's having a really bad day,
yeah,
and you bring Alvin into the room, what happens?
So I think some of the exciting things that I see right away, which are just the most apparent, is people that are in a residential setting that have been there for a little while, they grow accustomed to seeing him as a part of their program. So not only are they seeing the staff come back every day to be able to provide them their services, but they're also excited knowing that, you know, Alvin's going to walk in that door at 8 a.m. You know, you see happiness, you see, you know, people that maybe are nervous about being in a different setting and making some of those changes sort of kind of get down like right on the floor and just start, just changing their outlook of what that day is going to look like.
Nick, what about you? I mean, school, when a student is having a tough day, that's similar to what's going on at school, that they can come in and calm down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times they'll go into the nurse's office if they're really struggling to lay down or just kind of get away from things. Badge will go right into the nurse's office, lay on the bed with them. For example, last week we were walking out of the building and there were a bunch of elementary school kids there for a presentation at Wausau East. And I was walking out the doors and probably 150 kids just come running right towards Badge. So, I mean, for Badge, I mean, that's a lot of stress for him as well when people come running towards him like that. So it's just told the kids, hey, you can pet him. It's okay, but just stand back a little bit. He'll come to you. I mean, any given day, a lot of people, it just makes their day to see the dog. And even these big, bad, tough officers like Deputy Chief Barnes over here, when they see Badge, it's
like, are you calling me big?
No.
You know what? Let me give you two stories about our dogs, and they're both about Badge. So we received a letter from a parent at the police department early in Badge's tenure as a therapy dog in the school. And this was the parent of a middle school student whose daughter is autistic and does not enjoy school, never talks about school. At least that's what the letter said, that she doesn't communicate a whole lot. And he just wanted to tell us how wonderful it was that when this child went to the SRO at a middle school and said, are you the one with Badge? Because she had heard about this dog. And he said, no, but arranged for Badge to meet this child that day. And the letter said, when I picked my daughter up, she wouldn't stop talking about, with a big smile on her face, which she says we don't see that very often. And she was so excited about Badge and provided me with every piece of data known to man about what it takes to be a therapy dog, how old Badge is, what Badge likes to eat, how Badge spends his day. And he just indicated to me, and I saw this as this new opportunity where kids that are struggling potentially with autism really don't communicate well. And if there's an opportunity to get them to communicate more, to get them to be excited about school, and put a smile on their face. Like we underestimate the value of putting a smile on someone's face. So that was just a great letter, which really sold to me, like, this is a good thing. And even if it doesn't impact hundreds of kids, if it impacts one, that's enough. And other organizations have seen what we're doing in Wausau and asked us to come visit them. And the Mosinee School District would be an example. And both Badge and Theo came down with Nick Stetzer and Jeff Schrempf and to demonstrate to the school, here's how we use this in Wausau, as they were looking at whether they want to do it there. And we went over to the elementary school, and just so happened the assistant principal was sitting with a young elementary school student who had just has behavioral issues and just got done trashing a classroom and sitting in the office very angry. And it was explained to me, like, that's going to be a 2-3-4 hour project for that associate principal. And, you know, Nick's there with Badge and says, do you want me to go talk to him? And Badge walked up, and the kid puts a smile on his face, doesn't look angry. And Nick basically says to him, this is my dog Badge. You want to pet him? Yeah. Are you going to calm down? Oh, yeah. Kid starts smiling, and Nick says, you know, Badge just said to me, like, he would really like to see you clean up the classroom, and Badge would help. Would you like to go clean up the mess you made with Badge? The kid said yes and got up from the principal's office, walked to this classroom. I got a great picture of Badge walking down the hallway with this young man. And he goes into the classroom. Badge lays down and chills like Badge does while this young student picks up the classroom and then went back to class, which is not something that in that student's norm for having anger issues and behavioral issues that works for him. So not only from an educational standpoint is he back in the learning environment, which is a good thing, but we opened up staff time that all our schools deal with staff who have to invest their time into helping de-escalate these students that are suffering from emotional or behavioral issues. And to be able to watch with really no effort whatsoever from a human to watch a dog resolve a situation that would normally take 3 or 4 hours for a principal, to watch Badge do it in 5 minutes was pretty amazing.
That's pretty incredible. Daniel, I'm sure you've seen similar situations, yes?
Yeah, and one of the exciting things, too, that we've been seeing with Alvin is, you know, the use of him for crisis de-escalation services, primarily with youth. So without all the details of the story to share with you guys today, we've had similar instances where we've been able to actually avoid diverting a child for an emergency detention or something like that to send them off to a different facility just by being able to have Alvin come to the crisis center and spend time with youth. I think what you see is similar to what Matt's explaining is of kids, you know, really breaking down from, you know, being upset to seeing a dog, you know, that's a fluffy, cute, you know,
yeah,
like a kind of neutral, tool, and being able to have that child spend time, you know, can really do some amazing things.
That's pretty powerful, really, when you think about it. Mm-hmm. And the Mosinee School District is looking at getting a dog of their own.
Yeah, the challenge for schools and police departments and anyone that wants a therapy dog is finding one that's available and that would work for that organization. So Mosinee made a decision that they were going to get a therapy dog for their school district. About 4 or 5 months worth of working to find a dog and come up with how to have that meet their needs. So they've purchased a dog. Its name is, they let the students vote to select a name. It's Mosey. It's got its own Facebook page, and they, which is really interactive with the students to watch this. It starts with, they bought a puppy, and the puppy's going to be trained by a professional trainer. I'm hoping to have that dog in the school late in the first semester of next year, so this fall. But every day the students get an update on what trainings Mosey's going through, and the Mosinee School District is really looking forward to that being a positive addition to their school.
I would think the kids are really excited, too, you know, that they're kind of part of it, learning along the way what's happening.
Well, I think as a parent, if my kids are a little older. They're all teenagers or out of high school, and they still say, hey, can we get another dog? Can we get a dog? Can we get a dog? And if I even entertain it a little bit, then it's the nonstop topic of conversation for the next 2 weeks.
Sure, sure.
I think it's been really cool, too. I mean, throughout this process, the next couple – Badge has been in the school for almost coming up on 2 years now, and we've had 13 different departments from all over the United States reach out to – to the Wausau Police Department and ask, hey, how'd you guys get this therapy dog and what'd you guys do for your process? So I think, I mean, not only it affects our community and it's helping our community in a positive way, but I think it's really impacting a lot of different agencies and schools around the United States.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about how dogs have been used in particularly crisis situations. I know in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shooting and in Florida, they brought therapy dogs to help out with those students that were going through that trauma. I know that you sent Badge and Theo to Barron after Jamie Kloss was found.
We ultimately, the Wausau Police Department, we partner with the state and they're familiar with some of our initiatives. And when both at the initial onset of the incident and those students really struggling to deal with one of their classmates who's gone missing and there's been a double homicide in their community, not only to deal with that, they asked us to send. We sent our mental health therapist and both our school resource officers with their therapy dogs. And then a period of time elapses, and I got a call late one evening saying, hey, this is going to come out shortly, but there's a heads up. Jamie Kloss has been located, and she's alive. And the students are also going to have a hard time coping with that news release. So they asked us to send our staff back to Barron County, which we did the next morning, and they spent the whole day with the students there.
And you were there, Nick. Mm-hmm. What was that like when you – I mean, that had to be a difficult situation. Mm-hmm.
It was hard for the community, and it was very – I mean, it's a small community. So as soon as we got there, we could tell how much of an impact that situation had on the community and the students in that school. When we got there, we had a briefing with DOJ, and then we went into the schools, and they set us up in a room. And if students were struggling, they'd just come and pet the dogs and just hang out with the dogs, play ball, and work with the therapist and stuff. So, I mean, it was really interesting to see, I mean, that true fact that Badge and Theo can make a difference instantly, just petting the dog and having the dog be in that room. Just it kind of gave them a relief for that short time, and it's something really traumatic in their life, but the dog can make them kind of move past or forget about it for that short time and help them out.
Daniel, at Lakeside, I would imagine that many of your residents who are going through treatment have also been through some trauma. They're dealing with issues on a number of levels. How does Alvin ease that? How does that work?
So in the grant that we had written, there's some research that suggests that there's a lot of really positive implications for mental health when you are working with a therapy dog. So the simple act of petting a therapy dog actually releases an automatic relaxation response. So it increases or it releases serotonin, oxytocin, and these hormones kind of help elevate moods. So there's also research that suggests that it lowers anxiety and helps people to relax and by providing comfort. So these are just some interesting facts that you find in research.
I always knew it was good to have a dog, but then you read all this stuff now, and I'm thinking, okay, there are some realistic benefits here. There's research that shows they reduce blood pressure. Interaction with dogs can assist even with pain management. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really interesting too. I mean, that has to be a positive for you at your facility.
Yeah, particularly when we're working with like the opiate crisis and the opiate epidemic right now too. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So we were talking before the program about the difference between these dogs and this is not a service animal.
Correct, yeah.
So let's explain what the difference is.
So a lot of times I'm sure Dan probably gets the same thing where, oh, your service animal can go anywhere. So therapy is different than a service animal. So a service animal is for one specific reason or one specific cause for that person. And Badge is overall gives therapy and love to everybody. So we need permission in order to go into a building or something like that. We have to get permission from the owner in order to go into the building. Service animal, you can go in anywhere, but it's that dog is for a specific cause. It's working and it's trained to do that specific task for the handler.
Okay. And you know,
how I think to recognize, I'll give you my 30,000 foot view of the therapy dogs, which is they have to be highly trained and highly obedient and be willing to sit still, which not all dogs are. I think a lot of people say, I want to train my dog to be a therapy dog. I have not personally owned a dog, and all the dogs I've owned that would have met that criteria. But
my dog certainly would not. I can tell you that for sure.
But the thing I think once these dogs are trained, and I think it has to be a special dog to do this, it's their ability to recognize someone that's in crisis or struggling and go over and interact with them. And I've watched Badge know whether it's to just lay down next to him or to snuggle up to him or move around him. And I think that the dogs learn and have to be comfortable with people in crisis that are really struggling. Someone curled up in a ball crying on the floor, the dog goes over and interacts with them. And they're way more accepting. The individuals are way more accepting of the dog doing that than a police officer in a uniform trying to come over and touch them or get them to engage.
I'd like to invite our listeners to call in. If you've got questions, give us a buzz. 800-780-9742 is the number to call if you have a question for our guests or would like to know more about this issue. Nick, I have to wonder if sometimes this is stressful for the dog. I mean, how do you deal with making sure that the dog is okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, dogs are just like humans. If they have, like the example that I was giving where the 150 kids ran up to Batch, that's stressful for anybody, for humans and dogs. So it's just kind of – I mean, the whole portion of therapy dog classes are building that relationship between you and the dog. The dog has to trust you, and you have to trust the dog completely in any situation, and they really focus on putting you and the dog in different situations to build that trust. So a lot of times, I mean, you have those large groups of kids. I have to trust Badge, know that he's not going to bite anybody or even going to the bathroom and
right.
your studio or something like that. We won't want that. So I mean, trusting that he is working and he knows that he's working. But also at the same time too, having Badge, I mean, it makes things so much easier. Able to talk to somebody, having things just kind of relax and calm. So it makes, I don't know, makes my job a lot easier.
But I was going to say, the pressure's off, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But Batch does all the work.
But, you know, I think our dogs, like, I know Nick has a kennel in his office that's kind of Badge's place. And Badge, when Badge needs a break, Badge takes a break. And,
yeah, I'll go to his kennel.
Although it's not, you know, chasing the ball, physical activity, running, it's amazing to me to see, like, it's at the end of a busy day, these dogs are exhausted and they need a break from what they're doing.
I would think so. I mean, do you have a similar situation, Daniel? I mean,
yeah. So I think one thing to add to this is that how important it is to be able to kind of assess those situations, especially when you're dealing with crisis too. So from a dog's perspective, like, not everyone is going to be appropriate to see a dog, depending on what level of crisis they're experiencing. So it's just extremely important to be able to understand that as a, you know, as a lead handler, so that you're making sure that your dog is always going to be put into a safe situation before they start interacting. But again, each situation is different. So.
Absolutely. Wausau Deputy Police Chief Matt Barnes, Lakeside Recovery Manager Daniel Schein, School Resource Officer Nick Stetzer, and Nick's Therapy Dog Badge are our guests today. When we return, we'll talk about the measurable results schools and addiction treatment centers are seeing when using therapy dogs. You can join the conversation, too. Give us a call at 800-780-9742. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
We're back on Route 51. Wausau Deputy Police Chief Matt Barnes, Lakeside Recovery Manager Daniel Schein, School Resource Officer Nick Stetzer, and Nick's Therapy Dog Badge are our guests today. You can join us as well. Call 800-780-9742. I was looking at a study that was published in the journal Stress and Health last year. Researchers found that therapy dog sessions have a strong positive effect on the well-being of students, particularly on stress reduction and feelings of negativity. There have been some measurable results. I mean, the dogs have been in the schools for 2 years now?
Coming up on 2 years, yeah.
Coming up. So what are the results you're seeing?
So at first, I mean, like I said, Badge is used on a daily basis, and it's hard to measure the amount of pets that Badge gets a day. When we first started, I logged all the uses that I had for Badge. We had roughly 200 uses for Badge within the first year. So that's from October 2017 to June 2017, or June 18th, sorry. And that was anywhere from presentations to kids having panic attacks, anxiety. So that doesn't include the pets. So I think 200 times in that short time period just shows how impactful the dog can be in the school.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of the challenges that all our schools have is not only behavioral issues and struggles, emotional issues that students are having, but we have students that have serious mental health issues. And, you know, we hear about the crisis center, and when we have to hospitalize a child out of the school setting, that's because they're harmed in themselves or others, and they're dealing with those mental health issues. And that's not only very impactful to the student and the school and the learning environment, but it's also very expensive to our community. And we have, since the incident, there's a lot of moving parts to this. There's crisis intervention training that police officers are receiving. There's additional training to the staffs of the school. But also with the addition of the therapy dogs, we've seen a dramatic decrease in the number of students that have to be hospitalized out of the school setting. And I think that when I think about what Badge does and I've seen Badge work, I think he's responsible for a significant amount of that reduction.
That's interesting. Daniel, this is probably a little bit early for you to mm-hmm. have any measurable results, but what are you looking to see?
Yeah, so it's more anecdotal in the beginning, but when we first started getting Alvin in the organization, we created this committee called the Canine Care Committee. I thought that was a pretty fun name.
Yeah.
Where we got other individuals, leaders in the hospital together to meet on a regular basis to discuss some of the results that we want to see. So right now we're tracking some data. So anytime that Alvin sees and meets with a client, that client fills out a survey upon meeting with Alvin. And at the end of that meeting with Alvin, then this person will also fill out the survey again, so we can kind of see the real-time results. And just, again, anecdotally, we're seeing just a dramatic decrease in stress reported from those clients.
That's pretty amazing, really. I mean, when you think about it, what a dog can do. Mm-hmm. Badge is really quiet.
He's quiet.
Does he speak? Or do you train him not to?
I try not to have him bark if all possible.
Oh, come on. He wants to be part of the show.
I know,
he wants to be part
right?
of the show.
I'm sure if he had some treats, he would definitely be.
Oh, see, that's where I've failed. I in preparing for the show, I was thinking a lot about where dogs really shine, and I think that's during a crisis. I was reading about a situation some time ago at North Central Healthcare where a woman barricaded herself in a room and wouldn't come out.
Right. Well, one of the true story, I was told of this young student that went and she scrolled up in a ball in the corner of the room and she wouldn't communicate. This is a juvenile, wouldn't communicate with any of the staff, and ultimately they're leaning toward this individual's going to have to be transported to a mental health institution and hospitalized. And Nick was contacted and brought Badge over, and this young girl began interacting, at least with Badge, and de-escalated and became communicative and ultimately didn't have to be hospitalized as a result of that. And then I got asked, how often can we use Badge at the healthcare center? And I said, why don't you get your own dog? They didn't get it because of me, but I'm like, we'll help you out to the best of our ability. But look at how impactful it was in this one situation. Like I saw that the opportunity existed to really make a significant impact on their organization. And nobody argued with that. And now you have a dog.
Evidence enough for us, I think.
Yeah.
you can't underestimate the fact that even if you think of – the audience thinks about their own home, if they're an animal person, like – a pet changes the culture of a home. It changes the culture of a school. It changes the culture of a healthcare facility, and there's tremendous value in just that cultural change and people being more comfortable and happier to be there.
Absolutely. We do have a caller. Peggy is on the phone with us. Hello, Peggy.
Hello. Thank you for introducing this program to the youth in our schools. I have two questions, and then I'll take your answers off the air. The first question is, what does it cost to get a therapy dog in a school, and are the costs covered by any grants? The second question is, what is the average working life of a therapy dog? Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
Sure. I can cover the cost portion of it. What did it cost us to get Badge there? Nothing. The Badge is Nick's dog, and he's covered the expense of buying Badge and training Badge. Our second dog, Theo, we purchased from the same organization down in Alabama, iCanine, and that dog was about $5,000, and it wasn't until I tried to help organizations get additional dogs that I realized that was an incredibly good price, because it's anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000 on average to get a therapy dog. There aren't very many organizations that have turnkey therapy dogs where you can just go pick one up, train, and bring it back to your organization. Most of them are you purchase a puppy and pay for the training and really hope that at the end of that you have a functioning therapy dog. There's costs with insurance. I think schools and other organizations have a little bit more difficulty than a police department. I learned that the insurance company wasn't too hinked up about therapy dogs and any additional premium, because we also have dogs that are trained to bite people and sniff
right.
drugs. So there's that initial cost plus the cost of feeding it, vet bills. They're a very valuable asset. So when they have major medical concerns or need surgeries, there's you can't necessarily forecast what the expense of that's going to be. So there are ongoing costs, and then the initial purchase price.
Okay. So Nick, you take care of the food and costs for your dog. Mm-hmm. Alvin was purchased with a grant, Daniel. So is that something that the grant covers, or is that something that is your responsibility since you're his handler?
So Alvin's initial cost was a grant. So that was what was written, a similar cost to what Theo had cost from the iCanine program. But continued care for Alvin is all donations. So, it's exciting donations too. We've done an organization hospital plant sale. Reaching out to the community. Alvin has his own Facebook. I'm trying to, be able to afford some of those ongoing expenses, because you really don't know. I mean, like Matt said, what the vet bills will be like in the future.
Sure, sure. It does sound, though, like this is a less expensive alternative to, say, the police dogs. I mean, the canines that you employ for drug dogs, that's a lot more expensive, yes?
Sure. We have four working dogs for enforcement. So they're either with handler protection tracking or drug detection. And, over the years, I would say they cost between $18,000 and $20,000 for the purchase price of that dog. Plus, it's a longer training period of time where our officers go down to that kennel and work with those dogs, and they're also very expensive to an organization, because we have ongoing training that's required to keep them certified and keep them competent at what they're doing. So we spend a lot of money on dogs, but
yes.
But ultimately, I think they're a great force multiplier for our organization, because they make it a lot more efficient for our officers and our staff to do their job.
But the dogs that you have for enforcement are very different from – they have very different roles, yes.
Correct.
And so I've read that this is – that using therapy dogs in schools and in treatment centers is really pretty cost effective. Do you think that that's the case? Daniel, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's a – I mean, other than the ongoing expenses, it's really an employee with a one-time expense.
Right, right.
Well, if you reduce a hospitalization for one student, so let's say that student doesn't have to be taken from our community, go to Winnebago Mental Health mm-hmm. Hospital as a result of spending some time with a therapy dog, right off the top, that's like a $3,000 savings, because I think the expense for hospitalization
at least,
is about $1,000 a day. And I know we've had a reduction of – I mean, this I'm guessing here, but the last I heard is maybe 17 or 18 less hospitalizations this year than we had last year coming out of the schools. And so if that's average,
do the math, yes.
Right. Math is hard, but it's not that hard.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I think the educational component to a therapy dog as well. I mean, we can keep them in school, and if they're feeling better mentally, they can focus more on school and get a better education as well. So I think, I mean, there's really no price tag on the education portion of having a therapy dog in the school. Just, I mean, test scores go up, and just the mental health overall in the school goes up as well, having the dog.
What about students with autism? Do you have experience dealing with that?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
We have several students that are on the spectrum that absolutely love Badge. They'll come up every single day and say hi to Badge. Some are able to communicate, some aren't, but they'll come up pet Badge. We have a student that is that can't communicate at all, but he'll go woof woof and come and see Badge every single day. So that, I mean, especially for the kids that are on the spectrum, they really, really flock to Badge, and that's kind of their safe and makes them feel comfortable. But there are some students that don't like dogs that are on the spectrum, or in general, some people don't like dogs, and that's completely okay. I know to keep Badge on a leash if I see that person, or call Badge over to me if I see that person, and they do the same. If they see him, they go the other direction.
Sure. I was curious, do you have a system where students can earn time with Badge? Does that happen too?
Yeah, we do that on a regular basis as well. We have some students with mental health issues that earn good behavior, per se, where they have a good day where they don't hit staff or toss a classroom or something like that. They can go walk Badge around the school, mm-hmm. as a reward. So Badge is used as a benefit quite a bit.
So how do you reward your dogs, though? What do they do on their off time?
Dig through garbage. Normal dog in that case. Oh, he likes to play. We go on walks and stuff. Just a normal dog, just like everybody else's house dog is. Badge is the same thing. When he goes home, he takes the vest off, just like I do. He's a normal dog. Likes to play and sleep. We like to sleep a lot.
Daniel, what about you?
Same with Alvin. I think that the vest is kind of the symbol to them that they have to behave. So I've noticed as soon as you take that vest off, yeah. It's tornado time. So.
I'm a dog owner. I can relate. So do you think that these kinds of programs are going to ultimately expand? I mean, what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see a therapy dog in every single school in the state of Wisconsin.
Really?
I feel that strongly about it. And
this coming from the guy who said, you're not taking your dog to school.
Right. I did say I was proven wrong.
Yes.
I don't admit that a whole lot, but in this case, I'd be more than happy to admit that. And every organization that gets to see the impact these dogs have had on our schools, and I firmly believe we're going to see the same thing at North Central when a year from now, if we were to have this conversation, there'd be even more stories about how much better an organization and culture that is. So I think there's value to have that in that resource in every school. And it's not that there's not a lot of work to it, but it's an easy solution, and we know we get the positive impacts. And everybody in the school setting should be asking what's best for kids. And I feel strongly that having a therapy dog in the school is what's best for kids.
So you've had interest from Mosinee, obviously. You're on the school board there, and they're getting their own dog. What about other other schools? Have they reached out to you? Do you see these kinds of programs expanding in other schools?
Well, my understanding is that after seeing our dog's work in Barron County, the superintendent of schools there is like, we're getting one. Immediately made that decision, said this is what our community needs. I'll let Nick talk a little bit. I know other organizations have reached out to him.
And I've had agencies from Washington State email me, California, especially after Barron, seeing the stories from Barron. We had a lot of different agencies reach out. I mean, even from all over the state, too, we've had several agencies and school staff members reach out and say, hey, how can I get a therapy dog in the school? I think it's really beneficial. It's really cost effective for somebody that doesn't have an organization to pay. I mean, it's $115 roughly for each 6 weeks of classes. So usually it's about 18 weeks to get everything from good canine citizen to therapy class is about 18 weeks.
Sure.
So it's really, I mean, not bad if you think of the outcome on how much good they're going to do in a hospital or treatment facility or something like that.
Sure. 18 weeks and a lot of work.
Yes. I mean, we're doing training pretty much on a daily basis. Luckily, since Badge is with me every single day in the school, we're working on sit, stay, leave it every single day. So we're essentially doing training on a daily basis.
Do you have to ever go back for training, or is this just something that you're able to do on your own now?
Yeah, this is something we're able to do on our own. We would like to in the future work with the therapy dogs in the area, see if we can get a annual training together to make sure that we're all doing, or the dogs are doing what they're supposed to do, and as well as the handlers, that they're working with the dogs on a regular basis. So, I mean, there's not a certification to re-qualify again, but to making sure that the dogs are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Sure.
And I think part of the question we were asked by your caller was, you know, what's the lifespan or the working life of a dog?
Mm-hmm. I'll let you... Yeah. What is the...
So Badge is 5 years old right now. Hopefully I can get him to 10, 12. I mean, it's all going to depend. I mean, it's a lot of stress on a dog being a therapy dog, and I got to weigh what's best for Badge as well.
Absolutely. Well, that is all we have time for today on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. I'd like to thank our guests, Wausau Deputy Police Chief Matt Barnes, Lakeside Recovery Manager Daniel Schein, School Resource Officer Nick Stetzer, and Badge. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Rick is also our on-air producer today. Special music today from Carrie Underwood, Big Mama Thornton, Billy Currington, and the Pet Shop Boys. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear an archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route51. You'll want to be sure to tune in next week. It's time for our annual garden show, just in time for the planting season. Until then, we're heading out of town.